Lisa and I love to cook. And I, you know, I can tell you that sometimes it does. It is a chore in some ways because it's like, okay, what are you going to make tonight? So, what are you going to put on the menu? Well, there is a place where you can go. And believe it or not, well, they won't do the cooking or the cleaning up, but they will provide you with a menu. And here's the interesting part. It's based on what's on special at the market. And it's also based on your needs and your taste. Now, Cinzia Cuneo joining us this morning. She's from Montreal. She joins us on Charlie, Ernie, and Lisa. And she heads up SOS Cuisine. Bonjour, Cinzia. Good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now a little background on SOS Cuisine. How did this all come about, and how long have you been doing this?
Well, we've been doing this for about almost 6 years. And the idea really came from the fact that I had so many friends and colleagues that were always asking me at work, what are you going to cook tonight? And for me, it was easy. So I figured out that maybe that was a problem for other people. And in fact, it is. So everybody can make a recipe once in a while. You have all the instructions and you buy all the things. But the problem that we're trying to solve is what I'm going to do tonight. So day after day in the routine way.
So what you do currently in Montreal, and you do hope to expand this to other regions as well, and hopefully to this area, you check all of the sale circulars that come out, and based on what's on sale, you put your menu together using that, but you also customize it. Like, for instance, Ernie likes a certain type of food, Lisa likes a certain type of food. You will customize it for individuals.
Right. We have 15 different menu types that are based either on your lifestyle. Let's say you're a beginner cook, or you have kids, or you're gourmet, or express, or budget, or whatever. 15 different types. And based on that, we check all the specials, not only in Montreal, actually, we're doing this across Canada, all the major supermarkets, and also in summer, what is locally available, so the farmer's market. And with that, once a week, we send you a full menu with all the recipes, the grocery list, and so you don't have to worry for the week. You know what you're supposed to do. So we don't come to your home and cook it for you, but you don't have to, have to think about it. So it's peace of mind.
Now, what about, health needs? Somebody has high cholesterol, or they're trying to, let's say they want to go on a low-fat diet. Any of that, yeah.
Yeah, all the recipes. You see, the things that we really specialize in is in understanding what the cost is. We pay attention to cost, but we also pay attention to health because we also want to be healthy. So really, we call it a smart meal planning. What is smart is that you're going to eat well because it's going to be good. You're going to eat something that is good for your health. You're going to do it quickly. And also, you're not going to spend too much money. So that's what's smart. So on top of those 15 that I mentioned before, that are five dinners, and they're completely free, there are some premium menus, and it's the full day. And they take care. There is a specialized menu for diabetes, one for heart healthy, one for weight loss, and so on.
So you mentioned free, Cinzia.
Yeah.
How are you making a living on this then?
Well, I'm still investing, so I need your help, guys, in Vermont to to make a living. But basically, if I have many people coming to something to our website that they get value for that, I can have advertisers. Mm-hmm. Plus, the premium menu are sold for a nominal fee, so it's $2 per week.
Well, which isn't a lot. So for $2 a week, you would prepare five menus for somebody with their individual needs and taste on there?
It's the whole week. It's more than five menus. It's full. Wow. We're taking, because, if I'm telling you that this menu for somebody that has diabetes, of course, I have to make sure that I'm giving you everything, breakfast, snacks, lunch, and dinner, and that I'm covering you not only in having something that is balanced, but also take care, for example, of your calcium, saturated fat, salt, and so on.
Cinzia,
so take care of completely.
Cinzia Cuneo with us this morning. She's with SOS Cuisine, SOScuisine.com. You can check it out online right now. let's just do an example here. For instance, somebody would put their needs in for the week. The papers are out. The circulars are out. You peruse all of those, and you say, okay, here's what's on sale. And then you put that menu together for them. So when do when does your menu come out? Does it come out on the weekend so people can do their shopping, so they're prepared for Monday through Friday with a regular plan?
It comes out in each area at a different time. So it depends on the weekly flyers. For example, in Quebec, the weekly flyers go from Thursday to Wednesday. So the new menu will come out in the night between Wednesday and Thursday. But in Ontario, for example, they go from Friday to Thursday. So what we're planning to do is add in Vermont in the month of May. So wherever is the cycle in your area, that's what we will follow.
Mm-hmm. So what's your background, Shinzia?
Well, I'm a chemical engineer. I'm not a chef. I'm not a dietitian, but I'm Italian, which helps with the food.
Yeah, because
it's inherent.
I don't see a correlation between chemical engineer and somebody putting my menu together for me.
Well, there's a little bit of correlation in cooking and chemical engineering, maybe. You never know.
I think there is a correlation, but in the sense that I hate having chemical products in my food. So since I studied, I avoid buying something that has a long list of, when you buy and you need a chemical book to find out what is in there,
yeah.
I try to avoid completely those processed foods, and I go for Mother Nature.
So you basically, regardless of somebody's needs and tastes, you're not going to put a menu together that is using processed food. So it's a pretty helpful diet that you're. And I don't mean to, when you say the word diet, sometimes people think, oh, I'm going to lose the weight here. No, you're following sort of your background is more of a Mediterranean diet that you do, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So now, because I am convinced that when people say, oh, I have no time, and they go and buy something already prepared, they don't know in reality that you can do something really good, really tasty with few ingredients and in few minutes.
You know, I think you're right on that. So many people think that it's quicker to, I'll use an example. Open up a jar of tomato sauce instead of making a fresh marinara. Which really, I mean, I would challenge anybody. I could probably make it in the same time that it takes you to open the jar, maybe a little bit longer, but relatively the same amount of time, and you have a fresher product.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they have to do it. They've never done it before.
Yeah.
Now, how detailed are your menus and your recipes, Cynthia?
They're very detailed, and that's also the innovation, if you want, because even if we have a chef in the team part-time, we don't let chef write in the recipes in those ambiguous way, that a few minutes or something. We really had everything, we still have everything tested by people that are, lay people that never cooked in their life. And so they say, what do you mean by few? Is it 20? Is it 2? So we write in a way that everybody can make the recipe, even if it is really the first time in his life that he is in front of the kitchen. Really, I think that you may not like something because you don't like the ingredients, but it shouldn't be because you missed the point. You completely missed the preparation. Sometimes I read things that are so ambiguous. Obviously, I know how to cook, so I can compensate. But for somebody that is new, you really have to. So it's very detailed, and there are links in the recipes to longer explanations. So if you know already what you're doing, you don't need to go to the hyperlinks and find out how to cook pasta, for example.
And you've got everyone involved here. I'm looking at your website, and you've got kids' menus. You have cooking for one. You have cooking for an entire family. You have, all these. You haven't missed anything. Vegetarian, partially vegetarian, beginner, budget, express. I mean, you've got all the angles here, which is great, because one night maybe you want to make a nice meal, but the next night you want to just breeze through something and get out of the house again. So you've hit everything here.
Exactly. And also what we're trying to follow is the society is changing, so the average size of a family is changing, and it's changing from week to week. So, for example, we have 250,000 subscribers, and among those, many divorced men that never cooked in their life, so they may start with the beginner or the cook for one, then for 1 week, then the following week they have the kids and they move to the kid menu, and then the following week maybe they have the girlfriend and they move to the gourmet menu.
Date night, absolutely.
And we need a good menu for that one, Jinzia.
Gotta be impressed. One they can easily read, though.
888-414-0303. If you want to talk with Jinzia Cuneo with us this morning, she's from Montreal. She heads up soscuisine.com, puts menus together for you based on your needs and taste, and also on the specials that are in your area, and hopes to be doing something here in the Burlington area shortly. Good morning. You're first with Jinzia on Charlie, Ernie, and Lisa.
Hi. I just want to say I think it's such a great, great service. I mean, it saves money in shopping. It saves waste in food. It saves gas going to extra trips to the store. In addition to eating, you know, healthfully, and just the peace of mind of, oh, my gosh, what's for dinner tonight? I mean, It's fabulous. Can we sign up, like in Chittenden County? Is it working yet?
Not yet, but we're planning in May. So you can start and, you know, and getting used to it. You will get the benefits of knowing the recipes, even if you don't know yet the specials.
Yeah, I mean, and then tying in with what's on sale is even a bonus. I mean, when I'm having a good week, I try to do my menu plan for the week, and it does make my life so much easier, but I don't always, you know, get it done.
Yeah, of course.
So, great idea. Great idea. So I just wanted to
lend support
to that.
Yeah. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it this morning. When did you say you'd be starting off doing things specifically for our area, Jinzia?
I think we're trying to do it for May because at the same time we could start maybe with the Eat Local menu.
Yeah.
So normally in Canada we have it from May to November, you know, in winter time, and there's not much that I can really say it's local in terms of produce.
So here's one for you. Once we get into, you know, the local produce season, there's I forget exactly what time of the year it is, but zucchini are all over the place.
Do you like zucchini?
Well, I do, but, you know, there's
not
only,
after the season is, you know, over, you're sick of it.
There's only so many things you can do with it, so certainly, if you can come up with some real...
Well, I even have a cake with zucchini.
Well, and I've had zucchini bread before, but I haven't tried a zucchini cake. That would be interesting.
Well, that's a bread.
Yeah.
But, no, definitely. In fact, you know, here in Quebec, there is also, they have this green baskets. I mean, they're community-supported agriculture that people can hire their own farmers. And some of these farmers are asking me to send the information because apparently we are the only one who have recipes of old unknown vegetables like celery, like turnip, things that rutabaga that people don't know anymore how to cook.
Yeah.
So we also have that.
You know, and that's interesting you bring that up, because when you go to the supermarket and you're looking in the fresh produce area, you're right. There are all of these roots and vegetables that I think a lot of the younger generation that's used to grabbing the Kraft macaroni and cheese off the shelf,
they are.
They have absolutely no idea what those things are. And sometimes when you kind of put off by it, because some of them are pretty ugly looking too. I mean, they're dirty. There's all, you know, they're roots. I mean, you know, when you think about it. But Mike, you can do such wonderful things with it. And, you know, that's what you do. Kind of point those things out to people.
I think it's very important because, especially, I mean, to me it's mind-boggling that there are people, young people, that they may think strawberries are growing year-long or, you know, because they're coming from all across the world, and then they don't know things that used to be very popular. You know, for example, I wrote an article about Jerusalem artichokes.
Yeah.
And I got all these messages, where can I get it? And it wasn't special on a few supermarkets, because here at least they're trying to bring them up to, you know, they're becoming again fashionable because you may find them in restaurants.
Yes. Now, maybe you might be able to clear something up for me, but there is the flower. It looks like a sunflower.
Yes, exactly.
Is that, so the ones that you see growing on the side of the road.
On the side of the road.
And I've dug them up before. There's these tubers. Yes. Is that what you're eating?
Yes, and you know, they're really, they taste a little bit like artichokes. So they're extremely good. If you do like a classic parmentier, I mean, with you do it with onions, and you do a soup with onions or leeks better, and a little bit of potato, then it's absolutely outstanding. And beside, the glycemic index of Jerusalem artichoke is low. So it's very good for diabetes, for example.
You know, I have them growing in my yard now. I dug them up about, they're very invasive. I dug some up years ago, and I planted. They're all over the place now. They spread.
Jerusalem artichoke
pizza. They're all over.
Pizza.
They are.
What she doesn't know is you have a pizza.
Oh, she knows.
No, I know.
Oh, she
knows.
Okay, so that will be on special now. We'll have a Jerusalem artichoke pizza.
Well, now that I know
oven.
That's the same one,
yeah.
Because they've been growing in my yard for about 10 years now, and I didn't know. I know what the flower, the plant is called the Jerusalem artichoke, and I wasn't sure if that's the same one. So
there you go.
We'll be harvesting those this year.
Oh, boy.
Absolutely.
Chinzia.
I'm so glad.
Cynthia Cuneo with us this morning from soscuisine.com. You can check it out online at soscuisine.com. Menus tailored to your needs and tastes, and it's based on specials at the market, soon to be here in the Burlington area. You know, I just mentioned the Kraft macaroni and cheese, and that's one thing that I know it's easy to just grab the water, pour it in, and you're done. That's another one of the recipes, Cynthia, that you find that if people...
Homemade mac and cheese,
show them how to do it, it's pretty simple, and my God, they'll never go back to the box again.
I have a macaroni cheese on the menu. Sometimes you can find it on the website, and besides, people can leave their comments on the recipes, so they give their rankings, their stars, so that helps also in the selection. And you will see that some recipes really have outstanding results, and some others, you know, you can tell that some people really like them and some people don't. You know, and I, you know, sometimes I get upset because, you know, like something with anchovies, and then the comment is, well, I don't like anchovies.
Well, then don't do it. Exactly.
Don't put them in.
It's open up to all the comments are there, so you, it helps. Macaroni and cheese also is, has, you know, the, you know, and the comments, and if kids like it, they get like a special icon, so you can find out that that is liked by children.
Mm-hmm. How do you come up with all of these recipes? You just mentioned you have 250,000 clients right now.
Yes.
Are there repeats? Like, for instance, you know, a year from now on this particular day, you know, they got
not
the same
on that
special?
Not particular day. It really, there is a software that pulls up things that are, you know, good deals. So I mentioned there is a budget menu that is, you know, per serving for 700 calories, a real full meal. It's about $2.50 per person. But in the gourmet menu, for example, there are lobsters when it's the season. Now it's the season is starting for snow crab. So when the snow crab price go below a certain level, then the recipes will show up in the menu.
People
so the sense of repeating, it depends. If something comes out often in the specials, it will come out often in the menu. And if it's a rarity, it will come out only when it's a good time.
But it looks like people can save, if they're managing this website correctly, they can save recipes that they like in a cookbook. Right.
You can have your own cookbook, and you can use just those recipes that we're making... You know, improvements to the website, so it will be easier in a few weeks from now to make your own menu. It's already possible now, but it's a little more cumbersome, but in a few weeks from now, it will be possible.
How many people working with you? That's a lot of recipes to kind of come up with.
Yeah, well, we are 8 people full-time, plus some people, you know, part-time. But I would say that most of the work is on the software, and also on the nutritional side. So I have dietitians.
Mm-hmm. And do you have test kitchens, and do you need tasters? Because you're not that far away.
Okay.
We could be up there in a couple of hours, Cynthia.
Yeah, great.
Be up there for lunch today,
well,
if you'd like.
Anyway, now I know that I can put Jerusalem artichokes in the menus in Burlington because people know where to go, all through your garden.
Yeah, come on in and get
out of the
Cynthia, a pleasure to talk with you this morning. Good luck with soscuisine.com. Looks like you're on the way to a huge success with this, and we hope to see it customize for the Burlington area.
Absolutely.
Shortly.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and I will send you a note when the menu is ready for Burlington.
Appreciate that. All right.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Thank you, Cinzia. Cinzia Cuneo, SOScuisine.com. Check it out online, SOScuisine.com.